It's Thursday after Ash Wednesday. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. The Roman station today is San Giorgio in Velabro, built in the 7th century to replace an earlier building in the Greek quarter near the docks of the Tiber River, where there were various markets. The church was dedicated in 683 for Saints George and Sebastian. Sebastian was martyred nearby, and his body was thrown into the Cloaca Maxima, the great ancient Roman draining sewer that runs under where the church now stands. Here you can also venerate the skull of St. George. When you walk through the 13th century porch, it was restored after the Mafia bombed it in 1983. I was in Rome, I remember hearing the boom that blew up that porch. You will see a beautiful inlaid Cosmatesque floor and a wooden ceiling decorated with stars and a fresco in the apse by Pietro Cavallini. Christ is with Mary and Saints Peter, George, and Sebastian. Most of the important churches of Rome, including the ancient stations, have a cardinal assigned to them. Cardinals are technically the clergy of Rome. That's why they elect the Bishop of Rome. One of the titular cardinals of San Giorgio in the past was St. John Henry Newman. Here's a reading from a book compiled by Father Dave Tomaszewski. He is a priest of the Archdiocese of Detroit. The book is entitled On the Demonic. This is Archbishop Fulton Sheen's collected works about the demonic, a book that he wanted to write but didn't have a chance to, and this priest found everything that he could and put it together into one volume. It might take me more than one time to read this, but the first chapter is called In the Beginning, the Anti-Creativity of Satan. Is the cosmos frustrated? When God made the universe, he wrote his autograph on everything he created. Mountains spoke of his power, the sunset of his beauty, the flowers of his wisdom. Before man, who was master of creation, abused his freedom, poetry must have been the language of creation, for everything material bespoke the spiritual. The sin of man introduced prose, or matter-of-factness, and dullness. We may even say that God made the universe with a divine sense of humor. Humor is the ability to see through things, to glimpse the creator through creation, the invisible through the visible, the artist through the work of his brush and chisel. Then man sinned. The universe was no longer transparent like a window pane. It became opaque like a curtain. Men no longer saw God through things. They saw only things. Seriousness took over. Gold was just gold, sex was just sex, stars were just stars. But whatever our vision, nature belongs more to God than to us. It is on his side, not ours. If we abuse nature, it abuses us. With traitorous trueness and loyal deceit, that's a quote from Francis Thompson's Hound of Heaven, it is fickle to us and true to him. Everything that is, whether on this earth or in space, bears the memory of the divine command, let there be. As time progresses, God gradually removes two veils. One, the mystery of his love for man, especially in his enfleshment and his continuing life and truth in the church. The other veil, he is removed from nature, allowing our age to see how he put things together. To no other age was it given to pull apart toys to see what makes the wheels go round. To the Jews and no other nation did he whisper his plan for saving man. So only to our Western civilization did he unlock the wisdom to split the unsplittable atom at the lower end of the spectrum and to scan the stars at the other, making the planets legible. Grateful to God we must be for his two revelations, one in the area of faith, the other in the area of science. Really, it is not nature that opens the door to God. It is God who opens the door to nature. That is why we are scientific today.